Andy Garcia will be part of the Woodstock Film Festival running from the 2nd of October through October 6th. And it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me.
You're going to be talking about your career. You're going to be talking about At Middleton, which is the new film. Is this your first time at Woodstock?
I have never been to Woodstock, no. I've only seen Woodstock, in the festival, the film that was made about the festival.
Yeah. When you look at festivals from an actor's point of view of going to an event like this, what do you get out of it?
Well, I'm very much involved as an independent filmmaker, and festivals are a place where you can share your film, obviously, with the early audiences, and begin to sort of share that experience. You know, making a film is like doing a play where you have this relationship to the audience. So specifically, you know, when you're at a festival, you're able to engage and watch the movie with an audience, but also engage them in question and answer sessions and more sort of like the one-on-one conversation about it, which I find very helpful and also very enjoyable.
And does it help you sort of understand how people see the art that you have created? Is that a helpful process?
I think it's a more personal and utopian kind of setting to show a film. And I find sometimes even the more, maybe the smaller is not the right word, but the more independently minded and independently nurtured festivals tend to be even more interesting.
The new... you have a buddy.
We got a new puppy in the house, so you have to... He doesn't like to be away from me.
Cool. The new film is At Middleton. How did this come about for you?
Well, the director, the writer-director, let me put it this way, Glenn German and Adam Rogers are co-writers, and Adam Rogers is also the director of the film. They approached me with the material, and I was very taken by it. It had no financing. They were kind of trying to get it off the ground, and they asked me if I had responded to the material, and... They asked me if I would get involved not only as an actor, but as a producer. And that all sounds very romantic to produce a movie, but I know, having done it many times, I know the uphill climb it is to produce an independent film without distribution, without domestic distribution attached. So, but I found the script to be extraordinarily moving, charming. The writing was buoyant and I just love the character. I just, when you identify with something, it strikes a nerve in you, and it's just something that I wanted to get involved with. And I knew it would attract a great cast, and especially a great co-star, because of the quality of the material. So that's always, utmost importance for an actor is who you're working with.
I'll talk about your performance in a moment, but you do star opposite Vera Farmiga in the film, and
yep.
She's amazing.
She's an extraordinary actress. She's really genial in the film, as always. I mean, she's one of the great actresses, I think, of her generation. And I was, my instinct that it would attract someone like Vera, based on what was on the page, were fulfilled, And it was a great privilege for me to work with her. I really, this is a movie that was shot in 20 days. Our work was done in 17 straight days. With no rehearsal, We literally shot the first scene in the movie was the scene where we're on the bench getting to know each other for the first time, and that was the first day's work. We never even had a reading of the piece because there was really no time, and Vera was coming from somewhere off of another project, and we basically showed up and executed, I couldn't have thought of a better dance partner.
I'm curious as to what drew you to the character of George.
Well, there was the tone of the material had this sort of old world sort of quality to it. I kind of saw the character as a little bit of a sort of a combination of the old and also the tone of the piece. I'm a big fan of the great sort of comedians and their movies, their auteur movies like Buster Keaton and Jacques Tati. And I thought the movie could, you know, in conversations with Adam, the director, I thought that the movie could have that sort of quality to it, within the embrace of a romantic comedy or romantic dramedy, we should say. And I just like the nature of this character who is surprised by this woman, and then he's like a puppy who, you know, who can't get away from her, you know, and just kind of in a way, it's metaphorically, just follows her around, is drawn into her wake. You know, she's like this kind of a tidal surge that comes through, and this energy of that she brings to life, and he just gets sucked up in her wake, and he can't help himself. And all those elements, I felt, you know, had the potential to have not only a romantic element, but also a comedic element.
It chronicles a fascinating chapter in many people's lives, which is that of sending a child off to school. And so you have two parents in this case, and they butt heads at the beginning and have a bit of a strained meeting, and then start to hit it off. And but ultimately, they have that thought of what it'll be like when the child is in school and they're alone.
Right, exactly. And, you know, as soon as they get there, the children, of course, don't want them around because they're crowding their space.
Right.
So what starts off as a sort of antagonistic relationship ends up being having, like, a reawakening in a way and having the day of their life, you know. I thought that structure was had great potential, you know, and it was very beautifully executed in their original script. You know, as we went through it, there was, you know, we had room to improvise and to play, and Adam was very embracing of that, and, you know, the stuff that should be in the movie ended up in the film, as they say, you know.
And the family affair aspect of it is interesting as well. Your daughter is in the film, plays a student at Middleton, and
yes.
And Vera Farmiga's sister plays her daughter in the film.
Yes. Well, you know, we liked Aisha from the beginning. Once Vera was going to do it, we had seen her work on television, and we thought that would be a great match. They had, you know, Vera had directed her in her own film, Higher Ground, and she was already, you know, establishing herself as a go-to young actress, you know. And so we thought it was a good idea. We checked with Vera first to see if that's something that she would be okay with, you know, because you just never know. And she said, absolutely, and she thought she would be very right for the part. And so we went out to her. As far as Daniela, my daughter, she had auditioned for that part, the part of Thaisa. And Adam loved her and liked her a lot, thought she was a little bit too old for the part. And obviously the potential of having Thaisa and Vera together in that was fantastic. So he came to me and said, you know, what about her playing the projectionist, which is originally was slated for a male character, but you know we have a lot of male characters in the piece and the student body, so why not have her as a young sort of film student and enthusiast of French cinema? And I obviously embraced that because Daniela's a great actress, and it was great to have her there.
I love this film, and I really enjoyed City Island that you were in a few years back. I'm curious as to, at this point in your career, of what you look for in a role. What is it that you want to accomplish?
You know what? I have still a romantic idealism about the independent filmmaker. You know, the people who are, you know, the motivation to make a movie is purely from the passion to tell the story, you know. And so I have a sort of a weakness for the independent cinema, you know, for those struggling to do that. And also, you could probably point your finger pretty or cast a fairly broad net that most of the most interesting subject matter that's being done these days is really coming out of the independent cinema. Even if you look at even the recent, in the last 10 years, the movies that have been nominated for Oscars, there's a great majority of independent films that have been nominated. And in fact, some of them actually have won. So to me, I sort of like have that already in my DNA. But it always comes from the material. You have to be stimulated by the material that's presented to you. And then sometimes you don't know exactly what it is that's hooked you until you really kind of get into it, and then you're, because your subconscious is sort of attached to it, and you begin to sort of peel those layers, and slowly your subconscious begins to reveal itself what the deeper threads of why you were attracted to it as you go along, you know.
You talked about the ideal, the utopian experience of seeing a film in a setting like this, of a film festival. In contrast that to, you know, the Friday release where you open wide on thousands of screens, and at any given theater you'll be on seven of them at any given
right.
time. I mean, is that
but,
it's a very different experience, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and also, you know, the type of movie that would qualify for that kind of release has to be, you know, catered, you know, sort of designed for a certain kind of demographic, and that ultimately is what drives the making of that movie. That, not to say you can't make a great movie, and not to say that I wouldn't want to be in a great movie that opens in, you know, 2,500 theaters or whatever, like as Ocean's, you know, 11 or whatever.
Right.
But that's motivated from the get-go for, in a way, differently. You know, it's almost driven by the conceit of a certain amount of commerce. And whereas the independent cinema, not that we shy away from commerce or anything, because we're, you know, ultimately a great movie. There's only two kinds of movies, as Dizzy Gillespie said about music, you know, good movies and bad movies, or good music and bad music. So you want the movie to be seen in the theaters to its largest audience, obviously. But the motivating factor is really, you would say, the story and the art form, you know. So there's room for both. And like I said, I just have my DNA is geared towards that. I've always, from a very young age, was interested not only in acting in films, but in making films. So, you know, that's what drives me.
Andy Garcia will be part of the Woodstock Film Festival October 2nd through the 6th in Woodstock and the environs. You can find out more by going to woodstockfilmfestival.com, woodstockfilmfestival.com. Andy Garcia, great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Likewise.
Thank you so much. Again, you can find out more information by going to woodstockfilmfestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.